Blog Talk Radio.
And we welcome you to episode number 4 of The Robinson Show. I'm yours truly, Ed Robinson. And, of course, we had a very, very busy weekend in the world of sports. Of course, and Championship Sunday happened between the NFL with the New England Patriots beating the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll review that game. And also the Philadelphia Eagles putting a beat down on the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC Championship. We've got more on the way on the NFL side of things, but also coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about the NBA All-Star rosters have been announced. But first, let's talk about the reserves. The reserves rosters had just been announced. So here we go. Starting with the Eastern Conference, the reserves will be forward center Kristaps Porzingis of the New York Knicks, also forward center of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Kevin Love. Now, there's some interesting news has been out about Kevin within the last several days about him. Didn't play well in Saturday's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Didn't stay for the whole game. He left before the game was over with. Didn't play in Sunday's game. Claimed it was an illness. But nevertheless, Kevin Love still makes the All-Star team as a reserve. Also, we've got Toronto Raptors guard Kyle Lowry. Washington Wizards guard Bradley Beal. Also, Washington Wizards guard John Wall. I'll tell you what, the combination of Beal and Wall up in the nation's capital has been great the last several years, and it's proven as they both make the All-Star team. Indiana Pacers guard Victor Oladipo makes the team, and Boston Celtics forward center Al Horford. So again, your reserves for the Eastern Conference are New York Knicks' Kristaps Porzingis, Cleveland Cavaliers forward center Kevin Love, Toronto Raptors guard Kyle Lowry, Washington Wizards guards Bradley Beal and John Wall, Indiana Pacers guard Victor Oladipo, and from the Boston Celtics, Al Horford. Now, the reserves for the Western Conference are the Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson. No surprise, of course. They're doing big things. They've been doing big things out in the Bay Area since Steph Curry's gotten there. And I'll tell you what, Steph, Draymond, Klay, and, of course, with the addition of Kevin Durant, they're in first place in the Western Conference for the Golden State Warriors. Also, we got Oklahoma City guard Russell Westbrook. He made the team, followed by guard forward for the Minnesota Timberwolves, Jimmy Butler, Portland Trailblazers guard Damian Lillard, forward center from the San Antonio Spurs, LaMarcus Aldridge, and center for the Minnesota Timberwolves, Karl Anthony Towns. So, again, the reserves for the Western Conference are from the Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson. Oklahoma City Thunder, Russell Westbrook. From the Minnesota Timberwolves, Jimmy Butler and Karl Anthony Towns, and from the San Antonio Spurs, LaMarcus Aldridge. And, of course, the 67th annual NBA All-Star Game will take place at the Staples Center in Los Angeles on February the 18th at 7 p.m., and you can catch that on TNT. So that's the latest news happening in the NBA. Of course, I mentioned earlier about a lot of what happened earlier with Kevin Love, a lot of dysfunction going on in Cleveland. Cleveland hasn't been able to shake that terrible losing streak that they've had of late. Matter of fact, they haven't been the same since the Christmas Day game against Golden State. They've dropped they've only won maybe 3 out of their last 11 or 12 games or something like that. But a lot of issues going on in Cleveland. There was a team meeting that had taken place yesterday that what was described by a lot of writers and a lot of inside sources as very emotional, highly intense issues. Kevin Love was at the center of this meeting. So much is happening in this meeting that had taken place. A lot of players aired out a lot of grievances. Something we need to pay attention to between now and after the All-Star break when the trade deadline is coming up. Do I think they should deal Kevin Love? Honestly, I don't think Kevin Love should be dealt. I think Kevin should stay in Cleveland at least for the remainder of the year. Now, there are other options like Iman Shumpert and J.R. Smith, and then you've got Tristan Thompson. Those three need to be looked at. Maybe you can deal one, or maybe you can deal maybe a couple of them. But Kevin Love is basically the biggest star out of those four. So we're going to have to pay attention to that very carefully, the situation going on up in Cleveland. And also with the San Antonio Spurs, Kawhi Leonard. There's been a lot of dissension about the recovery time in Leonard's quadriceps injury. Kawhi, they're saying Kawhi's been upset that he can't get back at a faster pace. The Spurs are upset because they want him back at a certain time period. That hasn't happened. Kawhi's been frustrated about the recovery time. There's all sorts of things happening down in San Antonio. And anybody that knows that the San Antonio Spurs, they're one of the premier organizations, not just in the NBA, but in all the professional sports. And we all know that the Spurs are a classy, by-the-book organization. Coach Popovich, he does his job. He does his work. He expects his players to be timely. He practices the concepts of team basketball. And we all know Kawhi Leonard is a superstar. And Kawhi Leonard is the future of that team. But we all know that Kawhi Leonard is not a very vocal person. So we really don't know what he's feeling. We don't know too much of what he's saying, but we just know from the reports that have come out that he's been upset about the recovery time, and the Spurs share the same sentiment as well. So both player and team are upset. So, again, that's something we're going to have to pay attention to, something we're going to have to watch out for, because Kawhi Leonard is just too talented of a player. And quite frankly, San Antonio can't afford to let him go. They just can't do that. They just can't let that happen. Now, on out to the NFL, of course, Championship Sunday was always a busy weekend this past weekend. The game of the day was the Jacksonville Jaguars and the New England Patriots. Tom Brady, TB12, what can you say about him? Still doing it, 40, more like 25 if you ask me. He pulled off a big fourth-quarter comeback when he threw a touchdown pass to Danny Amendola with over 2 minutes left in the contest, and New England's defense did enough to hold off the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-20. So New England punches their ticket again to another Super Bowl. They've been down this road before, but Brady and Belichick, it feels like the first time for them. And certainly they have a lot of ammunition up their sleeves. And also, speaking of a lot of ammunition up their sleeves, we got to find out if New England's ammo is going to be locked and loaded and ready to go in less than 2 weeks. Tight end Rob Gronkowski suffered a devastating concussion as a result of the helmet-to-helmet hit. His status is unknown as of this time, so we'll pay attention to Gronk's status for the Super Bowl in less than 2 weeks. And how about on the East Coast? Well, we'll stay on the East Coast, but in the city of brotherly love. I tell you what, this was a beatdown that would have made Joe Frazier and Rocky Balboa proud. The people of Philadelphia are an emotional bunch, and they love their sports. And they were so happy to see the Eagles. Let me rephrase that. Not take care of business. They manhandled the Minnesota Vikings 38-7. Now, I was expecting the game to be closer. I was expecting it to be, okay, this is probably going to be 26-23, 17-14, 15-10. I wasn't expecting Nick Foles to go off on that Vikings defense. None whatsoever. But Nick Foles handled his business, and his supporting cast helped him out as well. From the likes of Zach Ertz, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, Nelson Aguilar, LeGarrette Blount, Corey Clement. And, of course, that Eagle defense was outstanding in this past Sunday's game, from Fletcher Cox, Chris Long, Malcolm Jenkins, Jalen Mills, Ronald Darby, the guy's last name is Michael Kendricks. The list goes on and on and on. So the Eagles defense played their part, and it sets the stage for Super Bowl 52 in less than 2 weeks between the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots. And don't forget, coming next Tuesday, January 30th, exclusively on Lulu.com, I'll have the countdown to the big game. I'll give you the ins and outs and all the details of how both teams got to this point, and I'll give you my prediction on who will win the big game. That's countdown to the big game coming January 30th. That's next Tuesday. It's a full preview of the big game, how both teams came to this point, and who I think will win, who I think will come out on top. So it should be interesting. And, again, it's going to be available exclusively on Lulu.com. So I brought up the NBA news. We've got our matchup set for Super Bowl 52. Also, I want to bring up the NHL, just bring up some hockey news. For those of you that may have not been aware, we've got the NHL All-Star Weekend is coming up this weekend, and the NHL All-Star Game is going to be this Sunday. Again, just going to give you kind of like a quick recap of who made the NHL All-Star teams. Just some of the superstars to pass along to you. Let's see, Steven Stamkos is the captain of the NHL All-Star rosters. He's the forward for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Also, Chicago Blackhawks forward Patrick Kane made the roster. Also, we have one of my favorites, one of the captains of the team. He's one of the few African Americans in the NHL, defenseman for the Nashville Predators, P.K. Subban. Also, of course, forward Sid the Kid, Sidney Crosby from the Pittsburgh Penguins. He made the team. Forward for the Washington Capitals, Alex Ovechkin. He's one of the captains of the team as well. So, again, the NHL All-Star Game is always exciting. And, of course, the skills competition is going to be this weekend. And don't forget, the 63rd annual NHL All-Star Game will take place this Sunday at 2:30 p.m. on NBC. And also, one last note to pass along to you. In the world of Major League Baseball, Alex Rodriguez has just signed a contract with ESPN to be the analyst for their Sunday night baseball coverage. That should be interesting hearing A-Rod doing the coverage, but I know he's always exciting when he does the playoff coverage for Fox Sports. And by the way, even though he's doing the ESPN coverage for the Sunday night baseball, he will continue to do postseason coverage for Fox Sports. So again, congratulations to A-Rod doing his thing, doing the ESPN Sunday night baseball coverage. And also he'll be paired up with a new play-by-play announcer, Matt Vasgersian from the MLB Network. And, of course, Jessica Mendoza and Buster Olney will be back to do the coverage for Sunday night baseball. So, again, that about wraps it up right here for this week right here on The Robinson Show. And as always, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. And as always, I'm Ed Robinson. And until next time, remember, stick to the script. We're out of here.